Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in Redmond for the next 7 days. Before we kick it off today, Jennifer, we want to tell everyone, stick around to the end. We are giving away another pizza. And who has the best pizza in Redmond in the contest we've been running over on social media? Surprising choice.
Okay.
More on that in a couple seconds. But first, Jennifer, our cover story. Beaver causes traffic stop on Avondale. Sometimes news stories hit you.
It got you good, huh?
And this is one of those that really did hit me.
The stubborn little fella here.
Redmond police responded to an unexpected call last week when a beaver decided to cross Avondale Road northeast.
Not the best idea. Come on, dude.
Very busy road. I don't stroll on there. It's too dangerous for me. Officers were called after drivers spotted the beaver trying to cross and refusing to back down. Instead of turning into a mess, it turned into a wildlife escort. Police slowed traffic and guided the beaver safely back toward the wooded area. No injuries, just a very determined animal. If you are driving near Greenbelt areas this week, take it easy. Spring critters are clearly on the move, and you do not want to run across an angry beaver.
And I would say not just this week, people. Please always slow down whenever you're near the Greenbelt areas. We do have a lot of wildlife, and they deserve to live here as much as we do.
Driving in this area, it's like literally driving in a zoo.
Kinda. If you haven't seen Mary Murders at Montmartre yet, this weekend is your shot. Redmond High School Drama is performing Friday, March 6th at 7, and Saturday, March 7th at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Redmond Performing Arts Center. The show is fast-paced, funny, and set at a girls' boarding school with plenty of chaos. It's part of their 2025-2026 season, and tickets are at redmonddrama.org. If you like supporting local kids who are clearly putting in the work, this is an easy yes.
Magic players. Oh, boy. Why do I always get these card games that I don't know anything about?
You're the geek, though. Maybe you understand it better than I do. I don't know.
Uncle's Games in the Redmond Town Center is hosting the Magic the Gathering Eclipse pre-release this Thursday, March 5th, from 6 to 10 p.m., It's a sealed format. Three rounds, $50 gets you six booster packs, a Stampede promo card, and a spin-down die. Man, If I am a nerd, I recognize all of these words. I just have no idea what it means when you put them in this specific order.
Yeah.
You build your deck from what you open. Registration starts an hour before. Two booster packs per player are apparently up for grabs. Again, listen, people, I don't understand what I'm saying, but I'm assuming some of you listening to my voice right now are into Magic the Gathering, and I love Uncle's Games at the Redmond Town Center. If they're telling you they're having a Magic the Gathering event, get over there. This is how you see the new set first. Zero clue what I just read.
Brick and Mortar Books is hosting author and illustrator Joanna Taylor on Friday, March 6th from 6 to 7. She'll be signing copies of her gothic young adult graphic novel, The Ghost Keepers, and hanging out with readers. It's a meet and greet style event, so you can actually chat with her, not just stand in line. If you've got a teen who's into graphic novels or anything a little bit spooky, this is a good one. Show up early if you want a signed copy without waiting for it. And I think this is great because it shows kids, actual people write these books, and it's kind of an exciting thing to do. Go meet the author, and then you can read the book that she wrote. It's kind of neat.
Petco in Redmond is hosting the garden party on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a nationwide event, but this one is happening right here in Redmond. You're going to get yourself a ceramic pot, decorate it, and learn how to plant cat grass for your cat. They usually run some discounts on supplies during these events, too. So if your cat destroys houseplants on the reg, as the kids say, this might be your peace offering. It's casual. You can drop in during that window from 2 to 4 on Saturday.
It's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, Dan, the Seattle Seahawks headquarters and training facility were originally located in which East Side city?
Oh, wow.
Is it A, Bellevue, B, Redmond, C, Kirkland, or D, Renton? Your answer, please. The timer starts now.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to trick me, though? Because we are the best of Redmond. So obviously,
yeah.
Is it Redmond?
Is that your final answer?
Hold on. Don't push. Bellevue. The Bellevue Seahawks. No. The Redmond Seahawks.
Well, this is just where their training was.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think. I know this. I should definitely know this. I'm just going to say Renton. Was that a choice? I never go to Renton, Jennifer. This is my chance to give love to Renton.
So sorry, Dan. That is incorrect. The answer is C, Kirkland.
What?
From 1976 to 1985, the Seahawks were headquartered at the Lake Washington Shipyard site in Kirkland, now Carillion Point. They later moved to Northwest University, also in Kirkland, and they stayed there till 2007 before finally moving to Renton. The Seahawks actually spent their first three decades here on the east side, and my guess is the real estate just got to be too much.
All of our trivia questions always hinge on real estate somehow. Even the Seahawks couldn't afford east side living. What the heck's going on here?
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
Oh, this is a good Redmond rumor mill. Here is what we are hearing right now. Word on the street is that a Michelin-starred Seattle chef is planning a smash burger pop-up at a popular Redmond brewery. Weekends only. Supposedly, this is a testing phase before actually locking down a permanent East Side location. Again, being a rumor, we do not know much, and we're counting on you guys. We don't know which brewery is involved. We don't know the chef's name, but when you're a Michelin-rated chef, like, it's a big deal.
For so sure. That's like top of the line.
If you have any information about this, if you have any guesses, please head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and put your comments in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. Before we get out of here, Jennifer, we're going to give away the pizza. We had the great Redmond food fight in Facebook for the last month. We've been asking people to comment with who has the best pizza in Redmond, and we picked a random winner. The winning choice was Jet City Pizza. Now,
okay,
big fan of Jet City Pizza, but... the Redmond location closed back in 2021.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, but that can tell you the power of a good pizza.
Yeah, you can't stop thinking about it, you know, 5 years later.
There's Jet City pizzas all over the place, but we're best of Redmond. We're not best of Jet City Pizza. The winner can take the $50 Visa card that we are emailing them and put $10 in the tank to drive to, I think there's one in North Seattle or something. Enjoy a pizza on the best of Redmond. Here's the deal. If your email starts with the word long, L-O-N-G, check your inbox. We're not going to give everyone the full email address. Again, you're getting a $50 gift card. Just hit reply to that email and claim it. Speaking of more delicious food, we want to ask you a question. What is the best bakery in Redmond? You can head on over to our facebook.com/bestofredmond page, and you can find the post called Your Picks. Drop in your vote for who has the best bakery in town.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one, or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.
Looking for Jet City Pizza. You won't find it, though.